Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy, the Director of Marketing for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening on KSEJ 1360 AM or 94.9 FM. And our program is sponsored by Chris Bogenreif of NAI United. He's one of the founders of this program, and we are excited to actually have him in studio today and asking lots of questions about the market and economic development and all the things that are going on. And so thank you for joining us this morning. You are no stranger to this program.
Well, thanks for having me. Always glad to do it. And I so appreciate that the initiative and the chamber took this over from us years ago. Yeah. And glad it continues, because I think it's really important that our community understands the strength of economic development in this community and all the good things happening. And sometimes we need programs to, offset the negative news. And so this is always a positive show that kind of dives into projects and economic development. So I think it's important to keep this program going.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons you started this 20 years ago. You were actually the original host of this show 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, we didn't invent it. They were doing it in Omaha, a show called Grow Omaha. And we got listening to it and thought, Sioux City could use something like this. I think every community could. But yeah, that was what gave us the idea.
Yeah. Well, and once again, we all know that sometimes the negative voices are the loudest ones. And so we want to make sure that people understand the great things that are going on in our community.
That's right. That's right.
So, well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. And a big shout out to our producer back in the studio, Justin Barker with Powell Broadcasting, because he's running all the great things back in Radio Land to help us bring this to the folks at home. So we're going to start off. I want to just touch a little bit base before we hop into some of the market and economic development and what's going on in all the communities. But you grew up in the area. You actually grew up in Kingsley, Iowa.
Yeah, we farmed in Kingsley until, that farm crisis thing about 1982. And we actually moved over to Hampton, Dumont area, south of Mason City. So I went to junior high and high school over there. But those were the only 6 years I was gone. I came back from Morningside and stayed here ever since.
Yes. And your beautiful bride, Joy, how many years have you guys been married now?
30.
I'm putting you on the spot.
33. 1993.
So you'd be at 32.
32
years.
There we go.
Yes. And three kids.
Three kids. Tried to keep them here. One got away to Des Moines. He's doing commercial real estate like myself. And we've got two grandkids there. And then our son Ben moved to Charlotte. So a little further away, and then my daughter's in Omaha, getting her accelerated nursing degree. So I still got a shot to get at least two of them back.
Yes. And your grandfather now too. So congrats on that.
Twice over.
So. I love it. Well, and just as we head into this and we're talking about the market, how did you end up getting into commercial real estate? Like how economic development, commercial real estate, how did that path start for you?
Well, my first job out of college was Downtown Partners. It was called Main Street back then. So got to know a lot of property owners, a little bit about development. Then I worked for U.S. Congressman Tom Latham. A little different.
Yep.
Decided I don't really want to work for the government again after that. And then worked for Dakota Dunes Development Company for about 8 years. So I didn't even know what commercial real estate was. But after 8 years there, recruiting developers, buyers for their land, their commercial land, after 8 years of that, you get to know all the developers in town. And so it was kind of a natural progression from there, because I had no idea what this industry was until my experience at Dakota Dunes Development Company. So it was kind of a natural transition.
Absolutely. And then once again, we're speaking with Chris Bogenreif, who's the president of NAI United. And we're talking about the things that are going on in Siouxland, because there's a lot of development. And sometimes people don't realize, because when they see dirt being moved or structures going up, that's the visualization that something's happening. But there's so much that happens behind the scenes to even get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, you know, it takes years to put together a lot of these commercial developments. But if you want to talk about what's the state of our market right now, you know, even nationally, inflation has been hard. Interest rates, you know, are a little higher than people were used to.
Correct.
But I think they're finally understanding that this is the new normal. So interest rates are high. Construction costs are still high. Construction costs have stabilized, but they're still higher, you know, a lot. Ever since COVID, construction costs have been a lot higher. So when you have a few of those things going against you, it slows development. With the rates, the construction costs, tariffs, all these unknowns out there, wars. There's just a lot of unknowns, which I think people are getting used to. You just are always going to have uncertainty. So 2025 was a down year in almost every category: office, retail, industrial, land sales, investment sales. The only property type that went up in 2025 was multifamily.
Apartments. Duplexes,
yeah,
that type of thing.
Those sales continue to go up and permits continue to go up. And it's kind of sad because what's happening is people can't afford single family homes anymore. So it's pushing everyone into apartments. So that's why our apartments are doing so well. Every apartment complex that's developed in this metro is full. Or has waiting lists,
which is interesting because people keep going, where are all these folks coming from?
Yeah.
Well, there are jobs here. We have people in our community.
Mm-hmm. And now on the single family side, Sioux City had 110 single family building permits in 2025, which is pretty good for Sioux City post farm crisis. You know, back before the farm crisis in the 70s, there was actually volume builders in Sioux City that would build more than 20, 30, 40 homes. We haven't had that since the 80s. So we've been short on housing since the 80s. Yeah. But now it's harder and harder for people to afford single family homes. And that's why you're seeing so much multifamily development.
Okay. And so when you talk about the market, what encompassing area are we looking at? Are we talking nationally? Are we talking like in Siouxland, MSA, or Sioux City specific?
Yeah. So when we talk about the market, we're talking about our MSA, which is a 4-county area. It's Woodbury in Iowa, Union in South Dakota, and Dakota and Dixon in Nebraska.
Okay.
Pre-2020 census, we had Plymouth County in our MSA, but something changed there. I think less commuters coming from Lamar's to Sioux City, and they dropped off of our MSA. So we are now, instead of a 5-county MSA, we're a 4-county MSA, and I think the population of that is around 143,000.
Okay.
And it's interesting because our population doesn't change much. So the question is always, who's buying these houses? Who's filling these apartments? It's a good question.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is the 2020 census was taken during COVID. And that was probably the worst accuracy we've ever had for a census.
I was going to say, there's a lot of folks that were not counted, and we're still 4 years away from the 2030 census.
Correct.
And so that'll be an interesting number.
Yeah, that we could see a lot bigger jump than we're used to, just because I think that 2020 census was so inaccurate.
Yep.
So, and that always helps. The census helps so much with development because the retailers and they look at those numbers, and if they see numbers going up, they put new locations in town. So it really does help us to keep that number
It makes a big difference. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM or 94.9 FM. We're talking with Chris Bogenreif, who's the president of NAI United and has been our longtime sponsor and actually the founder of this program. So as we're talking about the market for 2025, anything else that we should know about the market of 2025?
Yeah, maybe we could touch on vacancy rates because I think a lot of people are surprised by vacancy rates. So as we mentioned, multifamily is basically zero.
There's they've got waiting lists.
Yeah, they've got waiting lists. Jumping to office, though, a lot of people think, you know, we're half vacant in Sioux City for office. It's really not accurate. We're only about 8% vacancy rate on office in Sioux City. You will notice there's quite a few street level spaces downtown that need filled, but the rest of those buildings are pretty full because a lot of them have been converted to apartments.
Yep.
And so people just assume those are empty buildings, but they're really not. It's just the street level. We really need to work on our street level downtown. But overall, in the MSA, office is low vacancy. The lowest vacancy besides multifamily is industrial. We're at 2% vacancy for industrial.
Oh, wow.
So there is virtually no space available, and historically our market is small enough where it's very hard to get developers to speculate on industrial space on any space. Yep. It's tough to speculate in a small market like this, but now you're starting to see it happen. In fact, Nelson Engineering out of South Sioux City, they decided to speculate on a 100,000 square foot warehouse, and they tried it in North Sioux City. Before they even broke ground, it was full.
Crazy.
100% leased.
Okay.
Amazing. So they were like, let's do this again. So now they're going to speculate on another 100,000 foot building in the old PQ Auto Salvage.
Okay.
Up, you know, off Highway 75. Kind of by 27th Street up there is where PQ Auto Salvage was. So they're speculating on another 100,000 foot building up there. That just shows you how short on supply we are. So,
and if you build it, they will come.
They will come. Absolutely. They will come. And I know a lot of outside developers get nervous about speculating in a market under 200,000 people. But in my opinion, it's a pretty safe bet here in Siouxland.
You bet. We're talking with Chris Bogenreif, the president of NAI United. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific projects in Sioux City, South Sioux City, and North Sioux City after we take this quick break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenreif, president, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. You're listening on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. I'm Christy McManamy, who is the Director of Marketing with the Siouxland Chamber. And our guest today is Chris Bogenreif, the president of NAI United and our longtime sponsor when we're talking about the market. And so we're going to jump in Sioux City, South Sioux City, North Sioux City with current projects and things that are taking place. So let's hop right in with Sioux City, Chris.
Yeah, so there's a lot of projects going on in Sioux City. We just talked about, you know, Nelson speculating on a 100,000 foot industrial warehouse up the old PQ Auto Salvage Yard. So, I mean, that's a significant because it's been probably over a decade since anyone has speculated on any type of property in Sioux City. So that is pretty significant. Another big project going on in Sioux City is the Sioux Honey project. Sioux Honey actually looked at all three states and could have easily moved to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or somewhere further. But they did look at all three states, and I'm glad they were offered enough incentives to keep them in Iowa just because there's so much history there for them and so much
history.
In their home state, home city. I'm glad it ended up that way. But that's a $130 million project. So they ended up buying one of the existing warehouses that Schuster had down there close to the airport. Yep. Probably one of the nicer warehouses in Sioux City. So that warehouse is about 215,000 square feet. That gives them a head start on the campus. They can move into that here soon. And there were already corporate offices in there, so they can remodel those. So that gets them a head start. And then the following year, they'll be adding a 100,000-foot plant.
Yes.
And a 200,000-foot additional warehouse. So they've got, you know, that first warehouse, plus they've got 19 acres to expand their campus. So that's a great project. But I think it's important that people know that without that incentive package, they would not have stayed in Iowa. The biggest reason was the property tax discrepancy.
Okay.
Between
Explain
the states.
More on that. Explain more
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. So, you know, Sioux County's been here a long time. So they look at things long term. Their board probably looks at things over a 100-year period, but their accountant looked at it at a 20-year period. You know, and the issue was Sioux City's property taxes are double that of North Sioux and South Sioux. So when you calculate that on a $130 million project over 20 years, that's a big number. So the state of Iowa and the city of Sioux City came up with an incentive package to help offset that difference. And it was enough to make a difference. And that kept him in Iowa. So I think that's an example of why you're seeing the Iowa legislature try to fix property taxes.
Yeah.
It just, you know,
it's a focal point. It's an issue.
It is. They did a really good thing with the income taxes. Now they're working on the property taxes. I don't think they're done with the income taxes, but the property taxes really need looked at because it makes Iowa uncompetitive. Especially in Sioux City.
When you're a tri-state region.
Yeah, okay. And Sioux City's unfortunate because a lot of the big tax base is down in Sergeant Bluff. It goes to the Sergeant Bluff School District.
Sioux City's tax poor
because of that. So it makes it difficult. It makes our property taxes higher.
It's an interesting dynamic, definitely. Mm-hmm. But besides Sioux Honey, incredible investment. We're so grateful for their investment in the community. What other things are going on in Sioux City that people should know about?
Well, there's some exciting things going on. So Southbridge, the city's acquired more ground, and you know there's probably 500 acres down there that just got certified, shovel ready, ready to build. So that's exciting. And another thing down in that area is they're starting the new interchange this year. You know, and that new interchange is about halfway between Port Neal exit and Sergeant Bluff exit. So that's going to open up a lot of ground for industrial development. So that's going to be really good for Sioux City. So look forward to seeing new projects coming out there. And then if we jump over to Nebraska.
You want to jump over to South Sioux City?
Yeah, they've got an exciting project going. A couple to mention. The new casino,
Yes. Obviously,
that's
yep.
going to drive development. And that's, you know, on that southeast corner of the intersection of Dakota Avenue.
And the Kingsbury interchange over there.
Yeah, Dakota Avenue and that 20 bypass.
Yes.
So that'll be on that southeast area over kind of by K&B Trucking. So that's going to drive a lot of development. And then the city, along with Dakota City, they're also going to extend Pine Street. So if you go west of Tyson Foods plant, they want to extend Pine Street all the way out to Highway 77, and that's going to open up hundreds of acres for new industrial development. And they've got some good momentum going on over there around that Tyson plant. So I see that developing soon. So that's exciting.
in companies like those shovel-ready areas where the infrastructure's already put in.
Yep. They don't want to wait for all that stuff to get figured out. If it's certified, that means all the infrastructure, all the utilities, everything's in place, ready to go.
Okay.
So, and then we could switch over to South Dakota for a moment. A lot of housing projects going on over there now.
There's a lot of dirt being moved over in North Sioux.
And it's funny because it's all along the interstate, so everybody sees it. So it's very visible. But yeah, Union Crossing is a large 80-some acre development. They've got cranes out there right now.
And that's housing and commercial space,
both,
correct?
Both, yeah. In fact, there's apartments going up now, Sioux Falls developer. And then there's a single family development that's starting this year, and they're already about 50% pre-sold, phase one, to builders and owners. And then they're commercial, they've got about 28 acres, and they only have about 3 acres left. So there was a lot of pent-up demand there from the last 5 years when North Sioux didn't want to grow, evidently. Yep. And so there's kind of a lot of pent-up demand, so you're seeing the fruits of that now.
And there's another bypass area north of the school.
That's kind of a big thing. So they're doing North Shore reconstruction this year, which is rebuilding the road along that the lake where everything was flooded. But then the following year, in fact, late this year, they're going to start on a bypass to go all the way around the north end of the high school. So that'll open up a lot of land for single family, multifamily, maybe a little bit of commercial, but that's going to open up a lot of land for development too. So that's exciting on the South Dakota side.
So I want to mention, because in the last year you became the mayor of North Sioux City, but I also want to say, so you're very tuned into the things that are going on in North Sioux and in Union County, but I also want to say you've been a huge cheerleader for all three states.
Oh, yeah.
In our area.
I want to see development everywhere. If our MSA is healthy, we're all healthy. And that's another reason why I care a lot about downtown, the empty storefronts, the homeless problem. If we don't have a strong downtown, we don't have a strong MSA. And so it's really important that we focus on downtown Sioux City.
Yeah. And we have just a few seconds left, but if you could leave folks with your wish list as we look towards 2026.
Well, one point I'd like to make is 2025, the market was down, but if you compare us to the rest of the country, the Site Selection Award, the Economic Development Award, we were number one in the United States for cities under 200,000. So even if our year was down, we still are number one in the United States for cities our size.
Positive things are happening. There's dirt being moved. And once again, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not in a project being worked on. I want to thank you again, Chris Bogenreif of NAI United. And thank you for joining us on Grow Siouxland.